He has performed at various festivals and his music has been seen and heard on national radio and television. Joining us in the studio, our first guest, Pete Cullen.
Hello, Pete. How
hey,
are you?
Terry, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to see you awake this early.
So good. I love getting up. I've been getting up early lately a lot. 5:30.
Look at you go. What do you do at 5:30 in the morning?
Eat some toast, have egg on toast, and then go to the gym.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Good routines. Good it's routines. Awesome. It's always a key.
But I go to bed at 9 o'clock at night now, so that's terrible for my music career.
Yeah, I'm the same, 8:30. But, yeah, you probably need to be able to stay up a bit later if you want to continue the whole music scene. But
I'm a bit worried about this weekend, but anyway.
Out of practice. You'll have to stay up a little bit later tonight just to get some practice in for it. So tell us what you've been up to.
Just been recorded a new single called Heavy Damage and just been touring around. Went to Sydney a couple of weeks ago, going back in a few more weeks. Been awesome. Doing some awesome shows this weekend with Lily May from the United States of America. It's really exciting.
Well, tell us all about him.
Okay, so we're playing HOTA tonight down the Gold Coast, the home of the arts down there.
Yep.
And then we're playing Lefties on Saturday night. It's an early show. So for us people that go to bed early, it's going to be awesome. It starts at 6.
Which would be a bit different for you at Lefties, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Love to usually do the graveyard 10 to 1 shift, so I hate it. But, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And they're amazing.
Well,
unbelievable musicians.
Where can people get tickets?
Oztix, Lefties website or Home of the Arts website.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell us about Heavy Damage, your new single.
Yeah, well, I wrote this probably 4 or 5 years ago and it's just been a fan favourite at gigs. Every time we play this song, it just goes off. So I decided I may as well record it because everyone kind of loves it. And I kind of like to make a story. It's like someone walks into a casino and is there all night and loses all night and then it's in North Queensland and the blackjack dealer goes, "Hey man, you're like heavy damage, like Cyclone Yassi." So it's basically about a dude who's like a cyclone walking into town.
All right. Well, let's take a listen. Right, take it
we'll
away.
Give it a go. Let's get this down there. That's not working. All right. You're right, Craig.
Yeah.
Craig Smith on guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
Heaving like a cyclone, tearing off roofs in a ghost town. Ripping up trees, gathering speed like a merry-go-round. With thunder and lightning like a top-hand strike. And believe me, baby, I was so damn frightened. Lord have mercy, I'm a heavy damage record machine. Well, heavy like a storm, raging dogs and cats. Spinning out of time, committing other crimes, a destructive pet. Well, I was lean, mean, full of gasoline. We're tearing up hearts, but keeping them keen. Lord have mercy, I'm a heavy damage wrecking machine. Well, I'm a highwayman, rambling jack. A runaway train on a one-way track. I'm rock and roll, a rolling stone, that's me. Well, I walk this road day and night just like a gambling man rolling the dice. Lord have mercy, I'm a heavy damage wrecking machine. All right, Craig, let's do it, man. Woo! Believe me, baby, new day's begun. Lord have mercy, I'm a heavy
driving you all the way to work this morning, 25 past 8, not too far away from the end of the show. But before we do get there, we've got some special people in the building. We're very lucky. Pete Cullen, obviously, just on before, but we've got a Nashville-based Lily May all the way here with her family as well. Lily, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thanks. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Firstly, the flight was very different to what you've used to having before, you know, coming from another country. Was it different or was it all right?
Our arms are a little tired.
Yeah.
it was a bit long flight, yeah.
It's very long. What is it like, 14, maybe 14 hours?
It was actually one of the best international travels so far.
Oh, okay. Did you fly with Qantas?
Yes. Yeah. United and then Qantas.
Yeah, they're not bad at all. Yeah. They're not bad at all. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here. You're obviously playing a show on the weekend.
Yes, we are, and we'll be in Australia for 3 weeks.
So, oh wow, so. It's not a little bad. Well, it's not a holiday. You're here for work, obviously. Business. It's a business trip, supposedly called a business trip. But you are playing at Lefty's on the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not a bad. Have you just been to Lefty's before?
No, it'll be a first time.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to play. Yeah. You're going to really
and playing with Pete. As well.
Yeah. When Pete, obviously being you know, a local Brizzy artist, you know, we're having him on before. He's very well known around these traps. Pete is, so I'm sure he can show you around Brisbane as well. It's not a huge city, but we love our little city. It's not as big as Sydney or. Yeah, it's not as big as Sydney or Melbourne or anything like that, but we like to call it a big country town here in Bris Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we
do. I already had a great walk this morning early.
Oh, you did?
So beautiful.
down on the water?
No, not that far, really. Just outside the hotel.
Yeah. You know? Just be careful because it does flood around here. So I've obviously heard about the floods.
We did run into some drop bears, though.
Oh, yeah. It's funny. My wife's Canadian, so to make all those jokes that she didn't realise when she moved here. Drop wares was something that she was very nervous about. The only bear she's got to worry about is me. I'm a big teddy bear.
We have two of Frank and my sisters are married to Canadians.
Oh, really? Beautiful people. Apologise for everything, even if you do something wrong. They're always constantly apologising. Yeah. That's half the reason why I married her, because I'm never in trouble. It's always her fault. It's always her fault, apparently. Guys, you're going to play a song for us. What are you going to play for us today?
Are we doing just one song?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play a couple, we can do that as well. What we'll do is we'll let you play. We'll go to another song. And we'll come back and let you do another thing if you want. What are you going to play for us now?
I think we'll just do kind of an upbeat one. It goes back a few years, but it's called These Days.
Take it away.
All right. Thanks. 1, 2, 3.
Days and days drag on and on. It all seemed the same. You said I was all you wanted. You were more than I could take. But you let me know that you'd always be there. And me on your arm, you would proudly wear. And these days we're walking down the street and you're holding me, not afraid of who might see me there by your side. And you're messing with my mind these days. Oh, days and days drag on and on, and it all seemed the same. But then the words, it just don't come, and the tears just run away. And then I started thinking where it went and what and when, and about how very different it is now than it was then. Is these days we're walking down the street, but you're not holding me, 'cause you're afraid someone might see me there by your side. And you're messing with my mind these days. I'll get it, Frankie. Thank you. 'cause you're afraid someone might see me there by your side, and you're messing with my mind these days. Woo! Oh, in these days, we're walking down the street and you're not holding me. You're afraid someone might see me there by your side, and you're messing with my mind these days. Oh, you're messing with my mind these days.
We're not finished there. They're going to take us out. But you've got some really cool shows, obviously, coming up tonight. The GC, 7 p.m. Get tickets at homeoftheArts.com if you want to go there tonight. Whereabouts in the GC are you playing tonight, actually? What's it called again?
Home of the Arts.
Home of the Arts. So it is Home of the Arts, yep. Yeah. Live radio, right? And Saturday night, Lefties. We all know where that is on Caxton Street. That's at 6 p.m. You can get your tickets from oztix.com as well to make sure you, if you want to join in there. Guys, it's such a pleasure to have you in this morning. I know
you've
flown a long, long way, and we've... You know, we love having people in the studio. It's a breath of fresh air. It's definitely some different type of music than what we're used to listening to as well here at Triple O Murray Country. But like we said, we really appreciate you guys. What are you excited? I know you're here for 3 weeks, apart from obviously playing. Anything that else excites you about being here in Australia?
Man, the food, the people.
Yeah,
we love it.
All our friends that we've made in the last times we've been here,
and it's obviously a bit very different because of COVID's obviously happened and haven't been able to travel too much. I know I'm excited. This probably excites you guys just to even be here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, and this trip is we're making up for a trip that was cancelled a couple years ago. So we're super happy.
Yeah, well, like I said, everyone here at Triple A Murray Country, thank you so much for coming in, sharing your music, and good luck with all your gigs that are coming up as well. I'm going to let you guys take it out. He's going to play a song for us that it's not on the album yet.
It'll be a new tune. It'll be coming out next month. And with me is my brother Frank Carter and my new husband Craig Smith on guitar.
Beautiful. So, well, take us out and thank you once again.
Let you know who's here. Here's one called Wild and Free. And I want horses too, and to ride across the horizon, and a kitchen view to watch them run wild and free. Is it a dream that can't come true? I like wearing boots, swinging doors, and hearing the music, feeling kind of loose in neon lights, wild and free. Prettiest things and dancing too. Is it for me or distance, sitting in my chair on rolling wheels, wild and free. I love the thrill of what I do, but is it for me
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.